Thank you for downloading this episode of our podcast. Hi, and welcome to the podcast for Solomon Staircase Masonic Lodge number 357, where we talk about all things related with Freemasonry, including Hermetic teachings, philosophy, reason, spirituality, and much more. We're located in Buena Park, Southern California. Tune in as we continue to update our podcast with informative talks and articles for Masons worldwide and those who would like to inquire within.
Ritual modification. Greetings from the East. Does the ritual need any improvement, or is it fine as it is? Any current or former lodge officer reading this will definitely have an opinion, pro or con. In the second degree charge, it says, while our principles and mystic ceremonies are regularly developed and illustrated, quote, it's my contention that this sentence leaves no ambiguity whatsoever in what it indicates, namely, that the ritual can be improved upon. Note that improvement is not the same as rebuilding or reinventing. There's little debate that emphasizing, clarifying, or streamlining any official or important content, not just ritual, is always helpful to the user. And even implementing some grammatical fixes is always mandatory, especially for one's memorization, and should be unanimously understood. Fixes have been tried before in 2019, but were shot down. Our learned drafters, authors, and contributors of our ritual, specifically Messrs. Anderson, Webb, Colcott, Preston, Ramsey, and the rest, could not have foreseen how much positive impact their scholarly work in reshaping or reworking, in some cases recreating, the old and ancient ceremonies we call degrees would eventually have on millions of people, directly or indirectly, far and wide, on everyone. I'll remind the reader that whole governments, organizations, and even the average person have been moved or benefited by men who went through Masonic rituals. Mozart, anyone? Today, however, society is facing massive generational challenges in terms of interests, tastes, preferences, and aptitudes. It is the nature of successive generations to advance or denigrate the existing status quo in society. Freemasonry, notwithstanding, relies on the memorizing capacity and interest of its officers to exist. There was a time when school children, workers, teachers, pastors, scholars, and average people would memorize or were required to memorize entire tracts and sections of written and numerical content, from speeches to poetry to scripture, etc., and were proud of doing so. Our ritual language reflects this once prized opportunity to stand and deliver an oration, but as a pastime it has faded like autumn leaves for most. To the point, in our craft, the ritual is for the candidates and the lodge members' experience. Anything that can be done to enhance and revitalize impact in the ritual will help new officers practice and retain content, and help the sideliner. We are in a very new era. Grammar, phrasing, and punctuation fixes are needed. Excess words can be dropped. The beautiful lectures and charges are candidly too long in places. They can be revitalized and simplified without losing impact. No? Take a secret poll and find out. Even the Bible has seen many revisions. The future young men coming to us won't abide the lengthy recitations now seen as archaic at best. And too many of us, older Freemasons, have acquiesced too long. Let's fix it before the yawns become fatally contagious. Is anyone in Grand Lodge reading this? I can only pray. So mote it be, John MacArthur, Hiram Award winner, 32nd degree, and master.
Ritual modification. Lord of the Rings is a movie that has made a place in each viewer's heart and impacted the flow of modernity going through our lives. The sets that the movie did not have many frills attached, but the setup was conducive to the story and more or less nature-oriented. How a $700 million expense turned into an enterprise over $3.5 billion and counting. Masonic lodges can set up experiences for newcomers by adding mist and fragrance more in line with the setup of individual degrees. Such concise and at the same time informative is a ritual that making changes to it can only look like defining the beauty of a rose. Organists are of late replaced by musical background. Such electronic advancement can be further experienced with scenery cultivation, with methodical ideas spaced strategically and placed virtually with lights and fog for brothers to sway in a dream sequence that they play. How else can one alter a radio show, to put it bluntly? Can't alter the prize, but only the rapper. No two temples are the same, but the fact that people feel the nearness to that supreme intelligence that pervades everywhere in the nature. What we can't alter inside the lodges can certainly be impacted by the look and feel of the kitchen, hall, and the decorative motifs on the walls, which brings in more interest to the lodge and eventually more enthusiasm to the rituals. Pristine prestige that comes from symbolic fixtures outside the lodges is yet an additional way to modify the overall attraction to the inflow of visitors and then the rituals. When a king or his servant would exchange a scepter or a broom for a trowel, let us welcome them in the spirit of wisdom, strength, and beauty, and keep them coming. Over 2 million Freemasons in North America don't follow the rituals in exactly similar fashion, but Masonic values are the same. Such changes don't come at all at the cost of brotherhood and camaraderie.
Charity. Brethren of Solomon Staircase Lodge number 357, we are kicking off the second year of our Thanksgiving canned food drive for the Boys and Girls Club of Buena Park. For those who may not know, the Boys and Girls Club offers discounted services to the parents of kids who need afternoon supervision and to keep them involved in activities. They educate, offer safe space and sports to these youngsters. The CEO, Todd Trout, explained that most of these kids come from low-income families. Last year, as we searched for an institution within Buena Park who could benefit from our drive, one lead led to another lead, and we ended up at the Boys and Girls Club of Buena Park. Not more than a mile from our lodge, they were flattered we decided to donate our food to their organization for their families. Then, a few days before the holiday, we dropped off 417 cans and bunches of dry goods. They were amazed and super grateful for our effort. After the holiday, I learned that nothing was left of our donation. All of it was used. Years before becoming a Mason, I always thought Masons are known for their charitable work, and since becoming a Mason, I realize they do. However, at the local level, things can be tough for many brothers to be philanthropic. So, conducting a canned food drive is an easy way for our lodge to be noticed in the community, and easy for our brothers to get involved. I encourage all of you to bring a can or two, more if you can, to the lodge each time you visit between now and mid-November. Charity is even highlighted within our rituals. Charity is our greatest work, Hebrews 13:16, and do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Acts 20:35, in everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner you must help the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Corinthians 13:13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Brothers, join me in this humble effort to do something good under the umbrella of our Masonic Lodge. Brother Farrell Cooley, Chairman of the Canned Food Drive. Editor's Notes. Ritual Modification. What an interesting topic, Worshipful MacArthur. It is one thing that I have thought a lot about over the years, and much more so since I moved to Nevada. I haven't traveled as much as some people, but more than many, and have had the opportunity to see ritual in several different states. But not only is there a difference across states, but even within a state there can be differences. My focus will be on some of the differences between California and Nevada ritual, and which, in my humble opinion, is better. Stated meetings. In Nevada, the meeting minutes are posted, so at the stated meeting there is no reading of the minutes, just a question if everybody is good with them is posted, or if there are any corrections noted or being brought up. In California, we know you might sit for 10 to 15 minutes listening to the minutiae of the meeting minutes for everything that has happened since the last stated meeting. If you've had a busy month, this can take a while. This one came up in California one year as a resolution to basically do the same as Nevada, and I was so hoping it would pass, but alas, it didn't. In Nevada, there is no short-form closing. The stated meetings already tend to go a long time because where they don't read the meeting minutes, they will often do a proficiency and have up to 3 educational lectures during a stated meeting. Then, add a long-form closing, and even longer than the California long form, it makes most stated meetings about 2 hours. Degrees? In Nevada, it isn't uncommon to see multiple people get up and do various portions of a degree that would typically be one person in California. For example, in Nevada, a sideliner might get up and explain the working tools, or the three precious jewels, or the explanation of the apron in the EA degree. I am mixed on this because the majority of my Masonic career was in California, but it does seem to be pretty cool, and I have even told the local worshipful master that I wouldn't mind stepping up and doing some of these portions in upcoming degrees. I think it adds a unique variety to the degree. In Nevada, it's pretty standard between the first and second portions of a degree to break for dinner, typically degree dogs, but it could be something else. I know this isn't ritual per se or per the Masonic code, but there is a much broader definition of ritual. I know those nights tend to be long already, but to make up for that, they tend to start at 6 instead of 7 on degree nights so they can have dinner and still be done at a decent time. In California, we quite often have a lunch or dinner during or after a third degree, but not much outside of that. We also have the big difference of a massive amount of traffic, and having people show up an hour early may not be feasible for a lot of people. Since this is not actual Masonic ritual, this could be implemented at any time without a resolution needing to be passed. In Nevada, the degrees are all longer than those in California. The opening and closing prayers are longer, the openings are longer, the lectures are longer. I have literally been in degrees where sideliners have fallen asleep and started snoring. To me, the California ritual has just the right amount of everything to cover all the parts, yet keep the degrees to a reasonable time. Miscellaneous? In Nevada and Texas, when a new candidate or affiliate is to be investigated, the worshipful master asks for volunteers at the stated meeting. They are logged, one is assigned as the chairman, and they are then sent on their way with a positive injunction to have it done before the next stated meeting. In California, we obviously do it different and much more secretly. In Nevada, not only is alcohol typically stored at the lodge will often purchase it. I shared a picture a few months ago from when the lodge purchased a bottle of whiskey from George Washington's Mount Vernon Distillery, which is still in business, and we all toasted and finished the bottle in one evening, basically about one glass per person. We all know the rules in California on this. Can't store it, and the lodge definitely cannot purchase it. Do we need to change? Send me your thoughts. Aaron Reddick, Editor. So in this episode, or issue, I asked ChatGPT to tell me about ritual modification in Freemasonry. Following is the answer I got. Freemasonry is a fraternal organization with a rich history and a system of rituals and ceremonies that are used to impart moral and philosophical lessons to its members. While the core tenets and principles of Freemasonry have remained relatively stable over the years, there have been some modifications and adaptations to the rituals. Language and terminology. One of the most noticeable changes has been the modernization of language. Older versions of Masonic rituals might use archaic language that is not easily understood by contemporary audiences. In some jurisdictions, efforts have been made to update the language to make it more accessible. Inclusivity and diversity. In recent years, there has been a push for greater inclusivity and diversity within Freemasonry. This has led to modifications in some rituals to make them more inclusive of different belief systems, cultures, and backgrounds. Some lodges have adapted their rituals to accommodate a wider range of religious and philosophical perspectives. Symbolism. The interpretation and emphasis on certain symbols within the rituals may have evolved over time. This can be influenced by the prevailing cultural and philosophical ideas of the era. Regional variations. Freemasonry is practiced worldwide, and different jurisdictions may have variations in their rituals. These variations can range from minor wording differences to more significant structural changes. Technology and communication. With the advent of modern technology, some lodges may incorporate digital elements into their ceremonies, such as presentations or audiovisual aids. Health and safety considerations. In light of global events like the COVID-19 pandemic, there may be temporary modifications to rituals to ensure the safety and well-being of members. It's important to note that any modifications made to Masonic rituals are typically done with great care and respect for the traditions and the values it represents. Changes are typically made through a democratic process within the governing bodies of the respective jurisdictions. For specific details on ritual modifications, it's best to consult the governing body or Grand Lodge of the jurisdiction in question, as they would have the most accurate and up-to-date information on the changes made. Keep in mind that practices may vary from one jurisdiction to another.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a comment. We enjoy hearing from our listeners. If you really like what you heard, share this podcast with your friends and lodge members. Visit us online at SolomonStaircase.org.